We're learning Hilchot Pesach. We try to learn a piece at a time just to get clarity on concepts. So our learning takes us to Taf Mem Zayin, which is Halacha Yud. It's an important halacha that has a lot of ramifications. This is the subject of Noten Ta'am Lifgam. So Maran writes in Halakha Yud, Noten Ta'am Lifgam Mutar Gam BaPesach. So let's review. What is this Noten Ta'am Lifgam? The Halakha says that there are certain things that have a bad taste to it. It's called pagum. It's a compromised taste, a foul taste. So the halakha says, if let's say you have kosher food, and isur falls into that kosher food, something forbidden, but that item that's forbidden is pagum, it has a bad taste. So the halakha writes that something that's pagum does not have the ability to be osir. There's another way that something can become pagum, and that's something that's in the walls of a pot. After 24 hours, whatever's in the walls of the pot, Hachamim established, that taste that eventually comes out is called pagum as well. And therefore, if you cooked something that was kosher food and a pagum flavor came out of the pot, so we say that it cannot oser the food, because the flavor that went in is a bad flavor. It's a compromised flavor. So the question is, do we apply the same rule legaber Pesach? Meaning, if pagum hametz fell into a tarovet, or if you cooked in a pot after 24 hours, again, which you shouldn't have done. Obviously, we're talking about over here where it was done by mistake. Does that pagum flavor oser the food that you cooked? Well, what should be the difference? If you tell me that when it comes to all other isurim, we say noten ta'am lefgam mutar, so why should Pesach be different? The argument will be is that since Pesach, we know the isur is b'mashehu, so something that's isur b'mashehu could be, we're more strict that even pagum is going to be asur as well. So let's see what Maran holds. Maran clearly writes, Noten tam nevgan mutar gam bepesach. So Mishnah Berurah explains it. Noten tam nevgan mutar a ta'am. Dinei dechmiru hachamim nesur hamez bepesach b'mashu. It's true. Dachamim oser mashu. Hainu mishum dafagav de mashu. Because it's a mashu, it's something. Mikol makom yesh shem isur alav. It still has a shem isur because it's a good flavor. Aval, kishatam pagum, once the tam becomes pagum, paka isuro legamre. The isur of it is paka legamre. And therefore, it doesn't qualify. Ve'enu yachol le'esur ha-ta'arovet. Afilu b'achila, even if you eat it, nothing to do. Ve'afilu em b'ta'arovet yishim negdo, even if you don't have 60 against what fell in. Or clearly you don't have 60 against what comes out of the walls of the pot. But you know, whatever we say in Yuredi'ah applies to Pesach, which is no difference. Fine. And then the Rama brings down Agaha, v'yesh mahmidim. So that's the Ashkenazim. V'yesh mahmidim, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'ta'amamu. Their reason is, teha en lecha bitul ta'am yoter mimashu be'elef, which means there's no bitul by hametz, even a mashu in 1,000. Hakamim who osed it. Wadin, namen oten tam nevgam bepesach asub akira bana'a. Okay. So they're learning it that it's a humrah of Pesach. Since Pesach is asub b'mashu, so therefore, even pagum is going to be asur. Vechen nohagim that Amar writes pelu medinot. That's the custom of the Ashkenazim. Vechen nohagim. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah writes, u'mekom she'ena menhag yadua, in a place where let's say the menhag is not established, Yeshlorot Mekel lo hefseed. Fine, those that are lenient, they don't lose out. The Mahmita Vala Bracha. But that's according to Ashkenazim. According to Maran, Maran was was actually lenient. Now let's open up some of the Sefarim and see how they rule. Noten tam nifgam mutar bepesach. Lefichach, therefore, im ta'u. That's a very important rule. If somebody mistakenly cooked on Pesach in a hametz pot after 24 hours from the time that they cooked hametz in that pot, the tafshil is mutar. So you have a case. A lady was making rice on Pesach. Sfaradim eat rice. And she took out the pot and she cooked the rice on Pesach and she's ready to serve it. Now she remembers, oh, this pot over here is from the hametz closet. She took the wrong pot. However, that pot was not used within 24 hours for hametz. So whatever hametz that's in the walls of that pot is called pagum. Now that she used it, b'di'avad, mistakenly, we say that the food is permissible.